Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And welcome, everyone.
So, obviously, as we all know, the Olympics is on at the moment and it will be for the next 2 weeks. But we're not quite talking about the Olympics. We're talking about esports. What are esports?
Well, esports are electronic sports, sports played online. Lots of people, lots of listeners would refer to it as gaming. But what we're talking about here is something I think that's sneaking up on us, and that is that the Olympic Committee, the IOC, has actually sanctioned the third set of Olympic Games. So what we have are the current Games in Paris, we have the Paralympics coming up in a couple of weeks, and now we have eSport Games, and the first of which is going to be played next year, 2025, in Saudi Arabia, and every 4 years after that. An incredible new landscape of sporting.
I think that a lot of people will be wondering, are esports actually that popular globally?
They're phenomenally popular. In fact, the money that's made them is quite extraordinary. We're talking about a $1 billion industry. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that are going to these esports, either physically going to them or watching them online. Last year, it was a $1.8 billion industry globally, and by 2030, it's going to be a $12 billion industry. Quite phenomenal. Last year alone, we had 530 million people across the globe watching, not playing esports. And I believe you've actually been to an esports tournament.
I have, that's correct. I went to one in Perth, and they're so much fun to go to. You'd be surprised at the energy that it brings.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, for people that aren't familiar with esports, it kind of seems like something that's sedentary, something that you do in your own home. It's kind of a recreation, but it's nothing of that, is it? It really is. It is a physical sport. And as you said, lots of entertainment, lots of spectator involvement.
It really is. And people do train for these. It's intense in its own way. Of course, it's not doing a 100-meter sprint, but I think you could compare it to maybe sailing or one of those sports where you say, well, they're not really working out, but they're still competing and they're still having to put effort in. So I do think that esports is an absolutely viable sport to have at the Olympics. But what kind of impact could it have?
Well, we're going to see esports really, I think, making a huge impact. Of course, we have lots of Gen A's, Gen Y's, Gen B's, Gen Z's playing in the Olympics. Most are of that age, but there's a whole range of people that just aren't involved in it. And we're going to see new participants. We're going to see younger audiences. We're going to see something that I think very much mimics what future sports will be. It's not going to do away, nor should it, the physical Olympics we have now, the Paralympics. It's going to complement them. What it's going to do is say that esports are a valid form of sports, a valid form of recreation, and I think it's going to open up horizons to make that possible. Now, I know of a 16-year-old who at the moment is making over $1 million a year playing in tournaments around the world. He has sponsorship that's incredible and is just every bit the athlete that any other athlete would be in his chosen esport. Quite phenomenal and really a growing landscape for tomorrow.
And of course, the Olympics comes with many challenges, but I think adding esports into the mix will be really interesting. So how are they going to make that happen?
Well, this is what they need to decide. We actually don't have a date for it next year, and we don't have the range of games that they'll be playing. These all need to be decided on. And they need to be decided on because these Olympics will have to have their own set of values. They will, of course, have to ensure fair play. We'll have to make sure that it is industry-wide, that it's not just promoting a particular brand or game. We're going to also have to grapple with things like ethics. We're going to have to grapple with things like role-playing. We're also going to have to look at the notion of violence, because many games currently include that. And these are things that don't naturally sit well with the Olympics. So all of those things kind of need to be worked out before we get to a final inclusion list and before we figure out how we're going to play them. But they're definitely set for next year, and I know that the Olympic Committee is on it at the moment and will make these decisions in the next month or two.
It'll be so interesting to see how they develop this for next year. Thank you so much for your time today, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com on Albany 783 Triple M.